In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, we've come to the third Sunday in our Advent observance. And it was meant to be a sort of a lessening of the rigors of our Advent observance thus far, reflected in the lighter shade of our rose vestments and the beautiful rose window treatments you see along the side of the church. Just beautiful. It was also known in England as Mothering Sunday, when people would visit the cathedrals in England, the mother churches of England, and have a day off from their work. And they would reflect on this passage, Jerusalem, the mother of us all. So we give thanks to God this day for the third Sunday in Advent. The figure of John the Baptist looms large in our contemplation this morning. The holy men and women of the Old Testament watched and waited for Messiah in hope and faith. They had a dim awareness that God would one day decisively act in human history, and this yearning faith sustained them. They weren't exactly sure how the Anointed One would come. One strain of their tradition said that he would be a great, mighty king, like the greatest, David, while another strain spoke of the suffering servant who would save the people from their sins. So this time of Advent is their season, and John the Baptist is their spokesman. And we join with them in this Advent yearning for the coming of the Lord. O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel. And this waiting and this yearning is inspired by this note of rejoicing that we heard in the first two of our scripture readings, because the people were comforted in their anticipation of the coming of one who would make all things know, whole, who would make the blind see and the deaf hear, and where there was only enmity and hatred, there would be comity and love as he comes. And they're praying for him to come, and the rejoicing is because of that hope that the Lord will come soon. Now, all this rejoicing is somewhat tempered as we contemplate the figure of John the Baptist, because typifying this yearning hope and at the same time challenging it comes one we consider today. He should have been called Zechariah, after his father, but he got the name John. And it wasn't an Old Testament name at all, it was a new name as forerunner of the man who was to make all things new, the preparer of the way for the new age to begin. That was John's tasks as a prophet, preparer, forerunner, and baptizer, to announce the coming of the Messiah who would give light to them that sat in darkness and in the shadow of death. For since mankind first came to ask itself questions and to ponder things it could not understand, it experienced the fear of the unknown. And the greatest of all unknowns was death. To smash the shackles of that fear, Christ came, himself the expression and the epitome of the perfect love of God. A love, we are told, which casts out fear and is stronger than death. The announcement of the beginning of all this was John's task. The beginning of the dawning of the kingdom, where wholeness would replace sickness and forgiveness would replace sin. To accomplish this involves being fearless, and John was fearless. He shouts about human sin and the need for cleansing. He warns people that they must turn back, repent, and get washed by baptism. Even those of the house of Israel, who were smug in their self-righteousness, status as Abraham's children, even the soldiers of Rome, even the leaders of church and state. He challenges the powerful. He rebukes the formalistic and the sleepy conscience. He speaks to all who will listen. He stands for all time as the symbol of unassailable, uncomfortable integrity. Such a man might be arrogant, but not John the Baptist. Do you know what his watchword was? He must increase, and I must decrease. And this too, he is in fearless because he is secure in his mission and himself. And this is why so many people have trouble interpreting John, because of his strong integrity and also because of his great humility. He combines strength with humility. Today, many people think of humility as weakness, but as John shows us, in reality, only strong people can be humble. And what is humility? It's simply forgetting about oneself and getting caught up into something greater than self. His identity, his sense of purpose comes from outside himself. It comes from God. And that's the secret of his power and of his courage. Another John wrote, he was not the light, but he was called to bear witness to the light. And that's an apt description of what each of us is supposed to be doing. Not to be so preoccupied with ourselves and our problems, but to let ourselves be bathed in the light of God, as John was, to reflect his light into the darkness of our lives and into the darkness of the world at large, beset as it is by sin and violence, as we've just seen recently in the news. So much violence, hatred, anti-Semitism, So we have to reflect the light of Christ into all this darkness all around, into the darkness of our individual lives, into the darkness of the problems of the world. We see the judgment of God that John spoke about. In Christ, in the light of Christ reflected in us, we see the hope of the grace and mercy of God about which John also spoke. Many listened to John. Many profited from his example of integrity and his sense of purpose, and were able to recognize the one from whom he prepared the way. Many did not. Many of us have seen and have felt the grace and the light of God in the face of Jesus Christ, and we have been blessed. But some of us have given up and have lost hope. Here too, we see the judgment of God. But John's appeal to us remains fresh and valid. Turn around. Turn away from watching what is worthless. Repent. Change. Accept the one that comes after me and his way of life, and you will indeed have the life and the only life there is. So on this third Sunday of Advent, we rejoice in the Lord. We give thanks for the hope of his coming. And as we prepare, as we repent of our sins, and as we anticipate the birthday of life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.